This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Vicky. The U.S. State Department said Sunday it has suspended employee training programs related to diversity and inclusion. The statement confirmed a Reuters report from the day before, but affirmed the State Department's commitment to fostering a more diverse workplace. An internal State Department cable obtained by Reuters Saturday showed the temporary pause came after President Trump's executive order a month ago, directing federal agencies to end programs deemed divisive by the White House. The executive order forbids the teaching by federal agencies of divisive concepts, including that the United States is fundamentally racist or sexist. The training suspension came less than 2 weeks before the November 3rd U.S. presidential election, in which the debate about racial injustice in the United States has been fueled by police killings of Black Americans that sparked nationwide protests over the summer. WHO's latest in Spain has declared a state of emergency on Sunday to tackle a second coronavirus wave, as the World Health Organization reported a third straight day of record new infections around the world. The WHO has warned that some countries are on a dangerous track, with too many witnessing a huge increase in cases, and the UN agency called on countries to take further action to curb the spread of the disease. In total, WHO figures showed that over 465,300 cases were declared Saturday alone, half of them in Europe. COVID-19 has now claimed the lives of more than 1.1 million people and infected more than 42 million people globally. Police in Belarus used stun grenades Sunday to disperse protesters who, after months of demonstrations, have threatened a national strike if longtime President Alexander Lukashenko does not resign by midnight. This is VOA News.